The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Samach. We're holding at the last word, 6 lines up from the bottom on Nun Tet Amud Beit. And as I promised you yesterday, we're going to look into the reason for the difference between the Lashon when it comes to the Shemen and when it comes to Livona. So Lashon of Netina in the Iser refers to the Livona, and the Lashon of Sima refers to the Shemen. And is there a difference between Netina and Sima is our question today, and how do we medayek it? So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We spoke about in the Mishnah, actually, let's take a look once again, just the opening words in the Mishnah, right here on the same page, turn the page. Chayev al Hashem b'fnei atzmo, v'chayev al Levona b'fnei atzmo. So in other words, there is a separate Iser Lav on the Shemen and on the Levona. So it comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, to say that if you took even a little bit of Shemen, there's no particular shiur of the Shemen. So Natan Mashu Shemen, but you'd still need a kezayit of the Mincha, you would parcel it. The reason is because if you take a look at the first part of the Isser, it says, Lo Yasim Alei HaShemen. Now, Sima does not have a technical definition. Netina has a technical definition, but it requires a shiur. But the Lashon of Sima could be anything. So, Lo Yasim means Sima Koldo. As long as you put a little, but it does say Aleha, so it would have to be in a significant part of the Mincha. What would be a significant part of the Mincha? Would be a Kezayit. So, Ad Deika Shiura. You would need a Shiur of Kezayit of the Mincha in order for that part of the Mincha to be Nifsal. And if it's mixed with the Mincha, the truth is this is a little bit of a technical issue because how do you have a mincha that would be nifselet if it isn't together? Anyway, in order to do the kmitza, it has to be put together. You can't take a kmitza piece of mincha. So in what sense would it be only on a kezayit of a mincha that would then passel the mincha? But basically, what we're forced to say is, the Mefarshim explain it, is that when it comes to the definition of what's together when it, in terms of the komets, the kli is mitzarif masha b'toro. So for kmitza, it's considered to be together. But in terms of the physical act of the tinat shemen, it isn't physically together. So therefore, you put a little bit of oil on a chelik of the mincha that was less than a kezayit, you weren't putting oil in the mincha. But once you put it on the chelik, which is a kezayit, the mincha is now contaminated, so to speak, with oil. We talked about the psul yesterday. So now this is a mincha with oil, which means, remarkably, it's the act, not the presence of the oil, the pasul. Otherwise, what's nafkamina to us? How much there is when you put it? Point is, right now, you have a mixture of oil and the shemen. So it was the netinat shemen that pasuls it. So therefore, you would need to have any amount of oil, but you would need to have a shiur of the mincha. But on the other hand, the exact opposite is true when it comes to the Levona, and that accounts for the difference in the Lashonot. The Omer Vitzel by Yosef Omer Yochanan, and furthermore, you need a Kezayit Levona. But you could put that Kezayit Levona on any little piece of mincha. So why am I saying this? My time. Look, here it says, the first part, remember, was Lo Yasim Aleha Shemen. Aleha meant on the part of the mincha itself. The Yasim meant any little bit. But over here it says Lo Yitein Aleha. So Lo Yitein means there has to be an act of Netina. And Netina always refers to something that is a shear, whatever it's referring to. Right, it has to be, if it's talking about money, it has to be a shavar pruta. Netina, if it's talking about something that's a devar achila, would have to be a kezayit. But over here it says, aleha, for the second time. It could have said, ve'loyitein levona. If it says, aleha levona, then it means we're repeating the word aleha twice. But we already knew aleha. Therefore, this is coming now to be memayit, that you don't need the entire mincha. You don't need significant mincha, because otherwise you could have been quiet. So aleha would mean any bit, and that would be a ribuy acha ribuy. And the double lashon of the word aleha then comes to ein ribuy acha ribuy ela lema'et. That's the first lashon. Ikri am yom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan. I think Rabbi Yochanan came up with this. Rabbi Yochanan asked, but don't get lashonot over here. What would be the din of netina of mashu shemen agabi kezayit mincha? What's my question? Do I find that Sima has to be significant? That's not the point. The point is that the Pasuk is putting together the Simat HaShemen with the Netinat Levona. So maybe they're meant to be compared. Mao, mi be'in Sima ke'netina. Do we need in this case the Simat HaShemen similar to the putting on the Levona? In which case the Nafkamina would be in terms of the B'liya B'tocha, non-B'liya B'tocha in terms of the word. But as far as the Shira is concerned, it would be the same. And according to Olor, maybe we don't need it, that it should be the same, and there's actually a nafkamina in terms of the shiur. And in this lashon, Rabbi Yochanan left it up in the air. Take not on shem and al shiur, huh?
Yeah, sure. Don't usually say you have a repetition
that means
ma'akev. It's a whole different
thing. No, I see. If you have a din that's repeated, then that din is ma'akev. If you have a miyat, if you have a riboy that's repeated, then it's a miyat. There's no confusion in this at all. The Torah tells you somewhere that it's possible, and then repeats that it's possible. Now I know that it's possible. I mean, it tells me this is the din. Then it repeats the din. Then it tells me that din is ma'akim and it's possible. If the Torah tells me a word which means include something else, and then it repeats again, include something else, then it can't mean to include something else, but it told me to include something else. And therefore, the second inclusion is a miyat, because you're using the same word in the same possible. Right? So, like I said yesterday, word always means what we would have said otherwise without the pasuk. Now, there's also, Tana Rabbana, lo yasim aleha shemen, velo yitain. Remember that we have this, the lo yasim and lo yitain, as we took for granted that there would be chayav al hashemen bifnei atzma, v'chayav al levona bifnei atzma. We have two separate lavim. But how about saying that maybe that's referring to yochel b'shnei kohanim? In other words, you have perhaps two separate netinot. Not that the same person is doing this, but Rashi learns that this means in the same mincha. If the same Kohen would give both levona and shemen, that you don't have a separate iser on that Kohen, two separate lavim. If you put both shemen and levona, the same guy puts both shemen and levona, he's being over on one iser. If another Kohen would do the other one, then each one would be over on an iser. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Because, if you have two separate lavim, then why in the world would you say that it's only two separate lavim if there's two kohanim? Either it is two separate lavim or it isn't two separate lavim. That's a very funny havamina. We should need a pasuk. So Tosfos learns that the meaning would be, when it says two kohanim, not two kohanim, but two kohanim working on two different minachot. That's the pshat. And therefore, I might have thought that it's yocho, meaning two separate minachot. So that if I go ahead and I put shemen in one, I put levona in the other one. But I can't be over twice on the same mincha because I already ruined it. I put in the shemen, so what's nafkamina if I put in levona? I put in levona, what's nafkamina if I put in shemen? You're going to tell me that I'm going to be chayef twice? I mean, how many times can you kick a dead mincha? Right, so that's what I would have thought. That's how Tosfos understands. So therefore, you might think Lo Yitain is talking about B'shnei Kohanim separately. That's why it stresses the Aleha, that means in the actual Gufa Shel Mincha Katu B'daber. The continued stress on the object means that the focus is the object and not on the way in which we're doing it. So it's the same object, and therefore you'd be Chayef twice. Al Mincha Mekatu B'daber V'lo B'Kohen. Now, you might think that perhaps the meaning would be not to take a kli and put it on top of another kli. So fill up shemen, put shemen in a cup, put the cup on the mincha, and that would come to tell me that that's also lo yasim aleha. Maybe that's also included. And you'd possible it if you did. Not because of the mixture, but we already saw that it's the act of netinah. That is the psul. So maybe the act of netina is a psul, even when I take a container and put it on the other container. That, too, is understood from aleha, that aleha refers to the actual mincha, the gufa shel mincha katu b'daber, not on a container. So in other words, unless you take the shemen and the levona, and you actually put it physically on the mincha, it's not aleha, even though it's figuratively aleha in a kli, but the stress on aleha is always the physical mincha itself. Continuing on with the Maaseh HaMinachot, Yesh tu'unot hagasha, ve'ein tu'unot tnufa. That's a little bit disturbing, because the last time we had a yesh, yesterday, Mishnah, was yesh tu'unot shemen ulevona, and then we went to shemen ve'lo levona, ve'lo levona ve'lo shemen. We should have kept it parallel. We should have started a Mishnah according to that, you would have thought. Yesh tu'unot hagasha ve'tnufa. Hagasha v'lo tenufa, tenufa v'lo hagasha, and lo hagasha v'lo tenufa. That would have been a complete parallel to the previous Mishnah. Seems very arbitrary to start with yesh tu not hagasha, ve'ein tu not tenufa. Now the reason for this is probably because of the fact that we're always taking the standard first. The standard is the five menachot that are openly mentioned in the set of menachot of the nedava of the yachid. So we have the minchat solet, minchat machavat, minchat mareshet, and then we have minchat ma'afet tanur chalot, minchat ma'afet tanur rikikin. Those are the five standard menachot, which become 10 in each case, as Rav Papa pointed out, through expansion that we learn from the Pasuk. But the Iker Pasuk is always said on those five. And because it's said on those five, we put the first klal in the Mishnah as a reference to those five. Now therefore we want to keep the Mishnah parallel in a new way. So we have yesh tu not agasha, ve'ein tu not nufa. And therefore, the Shita reverses the Seder of the Mishnah because of the new parallelism to say, yesh tu not agasha, ve'ein tu not nufa, tenufa v'lo hagasha, you see? As if we simply skip the first part of the previous Mishnah of Shemen and Levona. And now we put together, some require both Hagasha and Tenufa, and some require neither Hagasha or Tenufa. Or Tenufa v'lo Hagasha, lo Tenufa v'lo Hagasha, some reverse the Hagasha v'Tenufa into Tenufa v'Hagasha again. Not that Hagasha comes first, Tenufa comes first. But in any event, there's no changes in the meaning of the Mishnah, just in how to make the Mishnah most parallel and easy to recall.
So the order of when they're done, do you remind us the order when is the Hagasha done?
We're going to get there. Everything will be Yafe Bi'ito. The Mishnah is going to explain to us the Seder HaMenachot. If we remember, we always go in the opposite direction of what we would have thought. So that's the way that the Mishnah is constructed. If you want to do it the other way, we can do Mishnah Torah. Exactly. Everything is structured in order, logical order, not in derivation order. Remember that we're interested in reconstructing the picture out of the points. That's what Torah Shabbat is all about, you know. Let me create the theory of it by examining the evidence. Even Mishnah Torah?
Yeah, I remember learning it with my chavrusa. I mean, learn halacha and say, "What are we talking about?" And we argue about it for 10 minutes, and we read the next halacha and say, "Oh,
oftentimes there's this teaching."
Ve'elu tu'unot hagasha ve'in tu'unot tenufa. The following are the ones that require hagasha and not tenufa. And these are, of course, the standard menachot. So the minchat asolet, machavat, marcheshet, chalot and rikikin of ma'afet tanur. And then we expand the list to include the other menachot that are similar to the standard menachot, as we did in the first part of the Mishnah, except that over here the list is a little bit different. For a very simple reason, that all of the cases that we included in the previous Mishnah cannot be included over here. There we included the Minchata Omer, but in this Mishnah we can't include the Minchata Omer, as we're going to see. And it's taken out of the list. And remember, this is a list of 10, according to the second Pshat of Rashi and Rebbe. It remains a list of 10, because in this klal we also have 10, except that the Minchat Kotei is the one that takes the place of the Omer. In the previous Mishnah, obviously, you can't have the Minchat Chotei as requiring Shemen and Levona. That's the one thing it doesn't require. That was the example of the korban that requires Lo Shemen Velo Levona. But we're still up with 10. So we have the Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Dochrim, Minchat Nashim. But in this case, Minchat Chotei, not Minchat HaOmer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I disagree. Actually, Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach in Behem Hagasha. And I'm going to show you later on, the reason that they don't have Hagasha is because there's no kmitza. Obviously, there's no kmitza on any Minchat Kohen, because the entire thing has to be brought on the Mizbeah. The point of the kmitza is to be makriv azkarata. Azkarata is the part that will be brought up for the Yalav Yova. This is what we do, right? Zichroneinu. Okay, that's azkarata. But over here, the whole thing is put on. And kol she'in bem kmitza, as I'm going to show you, ein bem agasha. Therefore, we need to take out these two cases out of our list of ten, says Rabbi Shimon. Omer of Papa Kolecha Tznan Eser Tznan. Whenever we're talking about a list, it's always ten. Now, again, that has two meanings. Either, as we just explained it, Rashi's second pshat, the list remains ten. It may be a different ten, but it's a list of ten. And that reminds us not to include the 11th, which would have been the sixth of the primary list of five, which was the Chalot Rikikin that we included along with the Solat Ban Chama Chavat and Mechat Mar Cheshet. But Aliba, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, we have a Minchat Mafet Hador, which is half Rikikin and half Chalot. That sixth Mincha is not included, and therefore their list isn't up to 11 in any of these cases. And that would be what it's coming to exclude, Rav Papa. And that would be true according to either list. In other words, the other way of understanding, as Rashi said, is that all cases are a reference to 10 items. So wherever you're bringing separate things, such as in the Machavat, or in the Marcheshet, or in the Mafet Tanur of any type, Chalot or Rikikin, you're always bringing 10 units. And that's not true, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says you're bringing 5 of one and 5 of the other. Okay, the same two pshat of his Rashi points out that he said before in the earlier Mishnah apply here just as easily. So, Maikam Ashmalan, La Fuke, Mida Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Shita is Merza Chalot, and Merza Rikikin is also perfectly okay. Yavi? Gamashmalan, the law, we cannot include that 5 and 5. Minani Mila, where do we learn? We're going to once again need to review the entire pasuk. Minani Mila. Lutana Rabbanan, Ilu Ne'emar. Let's say that all it would have said, now this is in the primary list of Menachot, the five, the big five, and that is Nefesh, Ki, Akriv, Mincha, and so on. We talk about the Solet, Machavat, Marcheshet, and the two types of Ma'afei Tanur. So let's, then it says, Ve'heveitata Mincha, Asher Ye'aseh Me'ele. Now, Me'ele is from this entire list. Asher Ya'aseh Me'ele LaHashem, V'hikriva Ela Kohen V'gisha LaMizbeach. This is the makor of Hagasha. So let's say it would have just said, Ve'veta Asher Ya'aseh Me'ele LaHashem V'hikriva. And it would not have mentioned the word, instead of saying the part about Lashem, which just would have mentioned Lashem without mentioning the Mincha, Asher Ya'aseh Me'ele Lashem. I would have said, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about the Komet. What is brought Lashem? The Komet. So that would mean that the Komet requires the Hagasha. Not that the Mincha requires Hagasha before the Kmitza. So Ayiti Omer, Ein li shita'un Hagasha ala Komets milvad. How do I know that the Mincha would actually require Hagasha prior to Kmitza? You see why we need to discuss the order, Rabbi Yaakov, later, because part of the Lila that we're going to be getting into is what's Mechayavas the order. So therefore, how would I know that the Din of Hagasha is set on the Mincha as a whole and not on the Komets? Mincha minayin tamud lomar. Therefore, we throw in the word Veveita, it's HaMincha Asher Ya'aseh Me'ele. Obviously, it's a Mincha. We just said Nefesh Ki Ta'akriv Mincha LaHashem. So what is the point of saying Mincha? Must be coming to tell me that the entire Mincha. How about a Minchat Kohen? Minchat Kote is not listed here at all. So Minchat Kote comes only in a Korban Olav Yorei, where a person cannot afford his Mincha from a Beima, or a Mincha from an Ov. So then, his Chatas Min HaBeima, Chatas Min HaOv. And then it tells a bring a Mincha. That's called Minchat Kote. But it's not included in the list of the Hagasha requirement. That's only the five Minchot that are about in the Davah. How do I know that a Minchat Chote also requires Agasha? Tamud Lomar Ve'veita Et. A Mincha, remember that Et always comes to include some additional subsidiary Mincha. So subsidiary to the five big Minchot comes also the Mincha of the Oni. Says the Gemara, why do I need a Pasuk V'dinu? Is it not able to be learnt out directly? I mean, look, Nemar Hacha Minchat Chova.
We're talking about the Minchat Chote, that's the Minchat Tova. V'ne'amar hacha, in the case of the Big Five, Minchat Nedava. Okay, so why would I think that a Minchat Chova should be less than a Minchat Nedava? So ma Minchat Nedava to Unah Hagasha. Well, we're certainly not going to go easier on the Minchat Chova, are we? So the Minchat Chova should certainly require to Unah Hagasha. But that's not true. We do, in fact, limit the Minchat Chote in the most significant of ways. And remember, the Gemara actually asks, gosh, why would the Chote be niskar that it doesn't require Shemen Alavona? And so we had to speak out, well, the Torah doesn't want his Mincha to be Mu'udah. But I mean, maybe that itself is an element that defines the need for Hagashah. So if it's different in not being a completely well-formed Mincha, perhaps the Torah doesn't want us to be magi shit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. As if, here's a beautiful gift. Is that a beautiful gift? First of all, it's a crummy gift. Doesn't have, literally crummy.
Crummy, yeah.
I mean, that's questionable. And secondly, I mean, it's coming from a guy who I don't really want to know much from. So, I mean, was it coming dafka al chet? Maybe we shouldn't require Hagasha. So, ma'ala minchat nidava, she came to una shemen ulevona. Well, wait a minute. Minchat Sotah says clearly, we see, that it requires Hagasha. So if the Minchat Sotah requires Hagasha, and the Minchat Sotah is the Minchat Chareva, which also has no Shemen Alavona, so clearly it's unimportant. The Hagasha is unrelated to the issue of Shemen Alavona. So throw that svara out. So we still should not need the Pasuk. So Minchat Sotah Tochiyach. No, but Minchat Sotah doesn't prove anything. Because the reason that a Minchat Sotah may require Hagasha is because it's got the whole story of the Tenufa. The Kohen has to put his hand underneath her hand and they have to wave it. That's the whole business of Tenufa with the Minchat Sotah. Maybe that Chumra lies behind the reason that we have the Chumra of Hagasha. But you can't tell me I should learn from this Sotah that a Minchat Chote, which happens to have the same form, have no Shemen and Levona, so it's Chareva, but it doesn't require a Tenufa. Maybe it doesn't need Hagasha. So obviously, what's our next step? V'chazar Hadin. In other words, what we're trying to do is essentially learn out a Minchat Chote from a combination of the Minchat Nedava, the Big Five, and the Minchat Sotah, where it says beferish that the Minchat Sotah, which requires Tenufa, we're going to learn that it requires Hagasha. Let's take it together. So in other words, v'chazar Hadin. If we try to learn it out of Minchat Nedava, it's because it has Shemen Olavona. Okay, so we'll say Minchat Sotah to you. Both the Minchat Sotah requires Tenufa. Okay, but Tenufa is obviously not important because the Minchat Nedava does not require Tenufa and still requires Hagasha. So we can effectively cancel out the issues that are not the reason that the results take place. That's how we do it. It's a very scientific process, basically. We say, look for elegance. It's unreasonable to think that if we have an experiment that shows that snoof is not required for Agosha, that it's dafka, the combination of one of the other factors. It's much more reasonable to search for the factors in common. So tenufa is not in common. Shemen Alvona is not in common. So throw those elements out. Now let's simplify things. So what is the common denominator, which would be the reason that I would need to do Hagasha? Very simple. Lori Zekri Zev. Hatzada Shava Eben is that there's Shavala Kemitza. We have Menachot. All of the above listed Menachot require Kemitza. They require, all of them require Hagasha. Fine. They're Shava to each other in Hagasha. Same thing should be true about a Minchat Chote. Minchat Chote requires Kemitza. It should require Hagasha. So we would see the Hagasha process as, if you think about it, makes a lot of sense. We're bringing the entire Mincha to HaKadosh Baruch, but we're not. So what we do is we present the entire Mincha, take out then the Kemitza, put the Kemitza on the Mizbeach out of what was presented, and then give what was presented from the Shulchan Hashem to the Kohanim to eat. So now the entire symbolism of the act becomes very clear. That's the Hagasha, that's the Kemitza. So if it requires Kemitza, that is the most simple element to say. You're Kemitz something after you're Magish. Okay, so therefore, I mean, Chatzotef, I need to do a kmitz, I need to do a hagasha. Why do I need a pasuk? So since minchat chotei is shavelem lekmitza, it should be to shavelem also in terms of hagasha. Why then do I need the pasuk? Says the Gemara, because there is a difficulty to understand the common denominator. Malatzada shavesha behen shikenu shirulavo beashir kebeani. Tell me, is there any difference at all in terms of the one who brings a mincha when it comes to any of the big five, or when it comes to minchat sota? Does it matter how much money you have in the bank? We're trying to learn all of the yored out of this group, right? So all of the yored is dafka. Does matter how much money you have in the bank. So therefore, the common denominator is that if you're bringing a korban, which is the korban, you're going to bring it no matter what. Your neide the mincha, this is the mincha that you bring. When it comes to minchat chotei, this is not the korban. This is the third-rate korban. The first-rated korban would have been a behemah. The second-rated korban would have been an oaf. So you're telling me, let's learn a third-rate korban out of a first-rate korban? Does that make sense? So I have a common denominator, which is a very clear common denominator, in which agashah certainly represents a presentation. You're not going to tell me to make a third-class presentation just because I make a first-class presentation. That would be a little silly. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that, in fact, don't look at the level of the class of the presentation. Fact is, et hamincha comes to include minchat chotei. So therefore, tomatzel inside, tomar b'minchat chotei, shalohu shra lavo b'yashir g'bani. Therefore, we need Talmud lomar, et hamincha, to include even minchat chotei. Most of what I say I'm expanding upon. Otherwise, I could read the Gemara to you.
Touché.
Rabbi Shimon, I mean, what do you want? Uncle Art?
But
of course, it's the Rav Chata de Milta. Pretend it's Rabbi Shimon speaking, even though Rabbi Shimon only begins. Rabbi Shimon, Omer? Barnea's point is well taken. Barnea's point is, even if a element is not rational, when it comes to a tzad hashavah, we shouldn't require rationality, which is certainly true. In other words, the point is, if you've got a common denominator, how do you know that the other element is true? Do you have to rationalize the common denominator? That's why he wants everybody to understand. This is me always trying to find meaning in it. But actually, we could reduce things to just a simple formula and come out with the same thing. You didn't want to fight it out. Huh? I gave you every opening. All right. All right. Rabbi Shimon, Omer? Rabbi Shimon says that there are some other issues that need to be looked at over here. Now, not that I'm coming to argue on you, but you're ignoring some very important words over here. The first word, the opening pasuk, Veheveta et amincha. You didn't darshan. You darshaned the Eveta et amincha. Et amincha, you darshaned, yes. But what about the Veheveta? I'm telling you that the Veheveta is coming to be marba the mitchata omer lahagasha. Now, of course, we took that into consideration before, but let's just discuss it now. How do I know that a mitchata omer also requires hagasha? Because the lashon in the mitchata omer is also vechenu omer. It uses that word, vahavetem et omer reshit k'tirchem el hakohen. That word is the same as the word vahaveta. Since in the pasuk of vahaveta tamincha, it says vihigisha ala mizbeach, so too the word, vahavetem et omer reshit k'tirchem el hakohen, that is k'tirchem el hakohen, has got to be a din of hagasha. Furthermore, vihikriva, that vihikriva, what does that vihikriva mean? I mean, it uses beferish the word vigishala mizbeah. So look at this. We've got three words that seem to say the same thing. Veheveta, vihikriva, vihigisha. I mean, so just say vihigisha. So the veheveta is coming to include the lashon of vehevetem with the minchata omer. Vihikriva is coming to be marba the minchat sota, which we took for granted, but we only took for granted because we had looked ahead, you see. We knew about Rabbi Shimon. So we said, mala minchat sota, I mean, yes, the minchat sota tochiach, but when we said mala minchat sota, maybe it's because it reads true, but how did we know minchat sota tochiach from this? We peeked ahead. And it says, when we talk about the sota, v'hikrivota el hamizbeach. There you've got the same lashon, v'hikriva l'kohen, and there it says, v'hikrivota el hamizbeach. So it's also coming to be marva. And then we have the Yigisha. Now, we can ask on Rabbi Shimon exactly the same question that we asked on our original drush about the Minchat Chotei. Why not say as follows? Since we've already proved from Et HaMincha that a Minchat Chotei is included, shouldn't a Minchat Sota definitely be included? If a Minchat Chotei, which we are, this is the same limud in the inverse. The Minchat Chotei does not require Tenufa. And it requires agasha. So certainly the minchat sota, which does require tenufa, in odincha to an agashami, that was exactly the inverse of what we used to say that perhaps we can't learn out minchat sota from the minchat sota. We should certainly be able to learn out now the din of the minchat sota from the minchat sota. Now that we've discovered that the minchat sota is included because of it, so certainly a sota should be included. Why would I need the drusha v'hikri v'lamizbeach? No, because a minchat chote is a much more beautiful korban than a minchat sota. It's brought out of chitim. And therefore, I understand it requires agasha. But, I mean, when it comes to minchat sota, which is brought out of se'orin, why would I bring that? Well, minchat ha'omer tochiach. The minchat ha'omer is also brought from se'orin. And the minchat ha'omer, we just proved that the minchat ha'omer requires agasha. Yes, but the Minchat HaOmer requires Shemen Olavona, you see. So if it requires Shemen Olavona, maybe that's why we're bringing it. Yeah, but Minchat Chote doesn't require Shemen Olavona. So once again, we are faced with a Occam's razor. Take out anything that's irrelevant. Okay, so the fact that it's Shemen Olavona, that's unimportant to Agasha because the Minchat Chote is brought from it. The fact that it's made out of Chitim is unimportant because we find that the Omer is brought. And therefore, Chozer Adin, Lo Rizek Rizeh. Let us bring the din of Sota out of the din of the combination of the Minchat Chotei and the Minchat HaOmer, and say, Hatzad HaShaveh Shebehen, Sheshovo L'Kmitza, Sheshovo L'Agasha. Anything that requires Kmitza requires a prior Hagasha to make it the gift out of which I'm taking the Kmitza. Afani Avi Minchat Sota, which is also Shifta Layem L'Kmitza, it's the same as the others in requiring kmitza. The Minchat HaOmer and the Minchat Chotei required kmitza, so does the Minchat Sota. And therefore, tishaveh lahen lahagasha. It should be the same as the others in requiring agasha without any additions in the pasuk. Why then do I need the word vihikriva in the din of Menachot to teach the din vihikrivota in the din of the Minchat Sota? I'd explain that. Well, very simple, you see. There's another common denominator. The other common denominator is that Malat Sada Shavesh Behen Shiken Lohuk Shulovo Kemach Toma Beminchat Sota Shuk Shira Lovo Kemach. There is a big difference still. We go out of our way to turn the Minchat Sota into an animal-like food. And that is, the Gemara says, we put it into a kvifa mitzrit, and we put it into a junky basket, and we use very low-quality material instead of the solet, which is made of chitim, or the omer, which is put through 13 different filtering systems, so we get very, very clean saorin, which is the equivalent of solet. That's the girsa. We call it a different word. But it's the equivalent of solet for the saorim. But the sota, we don't do that. The sota, we use a coarse flour, and we want to show that she acted in a coarse manner. So we use something which is coarse. And therefore, perhaps it doesn't require hagasha. That's the common denominator that is different in those two than it is in sota. Therefore, I need the posik of vihikriva. So now I understand why I need a ribui for a minchat chotei and a ribui for a minchat sota. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Veheveta is not the ribui for Minchat HaOmer. Heveta is actually the makor of the Minchat Sota Lahagasha. Where does it say the word Hava'a by the Sota? It says, Vehevi et Korbana Aleha. So forget about darshening Vehikriv Otala Mizbeah. Just look at the opening word, Vehevi et Korbana Aleha. But don't try to tell me that I need that pasuk of Hava'ah to teach me the din of the Omer, which Rabbi Shimon suggested. The Minchat HaOmer does not require a pasuk. The Minchat HaOmer is indeed learnt out of the Kal V'chomer that we mentioned. My Taima Midina Ka'atya. And what is that din? Well, if it's Minchat Chutei, She'ina Tuna Trufa, Tuna Agasha, Minchat HaOmer She'tuna Trufa, Eno Din She'tuna Agasha. You understand that yourself. You just use that in the inverse. If something requires tenufa, for sure it requires hagasha. That should be the rule. Again, not necessarily. Malam ilchat koteshkin ba'achitin, and therefore it's not the same as the minchat haomer, which is ba'a, not chitin, but seorim. Yes, but a minchat sota. You just all agreed that we have a basis for hagasha, despite the fact that it's made out of seorim. And therefore minchat sota tochiach. Ah, but Malam Milchat Sotah, you see. Milchat Sotah comes for a very special purpose. It's coming Livarer Avon. It is coming in order to establish her guilt or innocence. And therefore, I mean, it's the reason the Torah calls it, basically, a Maskeret Avoni. And therefore, that puts it into a higher plane, which presents it as something that God must judge. And because of that, it has a greater Chashivut that should require Hagasha. Well, the Minchat Chotei Tochiach. Minchat Chotei doesn't have elements of judgment in it, and yet it requires Hagasha. So again, we will be Chazar Adin. Let us put Minchat Chotei together with the Minchat Sota, and because of that, we'll prove that the Minchat HaOmer is certainly going to require Hagasha, without requiring a Pasuk of Eveta to teach me about the Minchat HaOmer. The Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek Rizeh, take out Maskeret Avon as an issue. Take out, Lo Rizek Rizeh, take out Tnufa as an issue. And what are you left with? You're left with Atzad HaShafer Shebehen, Shekin Shovu L'Kbitza. As long as I need to take the Kemetz, I need to do Hagasha prior to taking out the Kemetz, V'Shovu L'Hagasha. And since the Minchat HaOmer has a Kemetz, I'll need to do Hagasha without further ado. No need for additional Psukim. Af Ani Avi Minchat HaOmer, She'er Shifta Lehem L'Kbitza, T'Shaveh Lehem L'Hagasha. And I challenge you, Umay Parachta, go ahead. Go ahead.
My seconds will address yours.
Yeah. What are you going to ask? Go ahead. What are you going to ask on that? What Sada Shafash are we going to ask on that? I think this makes a lot of sense. Says Rabbi Shimon, well, I do have a Sada Shafash. Really? What is that? Well, Mala Sada Shafash, Shikin Mitsuyin. Yeah. I mean, people are always sinning, you know. But Minchat HaOmer, you only bring once a year. Then there's a Sota every day. There's a chotei every day.
Common,
yes, if it's matzui. Says Rabbi, on the contrary, I would say, if anything, a chova that has to come once a year is more common, because it's guaranteed to come. I mean, you might have times where you don't have a chotei, and you don't have a sota. I mean, it's not necessarily part of life.
Yitzchak Avinu would argue so.
So, the zinin, the lo mashkachat lo klal. That's what I say. And therefore, I would look at it the other way around. Okay, fine. You can look at it as you wish. Now,
I think the other way around is also hard.
Now, let me understand this veheveta that we're darshaning over here. You all seem to be happy with darshaning veheveta. But why can't... What's the simple meaning of veheveta? Simple meaning of veheveta is to add additional hava'ah. So maybe the Ve'eveta should be including additional minachot. So in other words, you listed five minachot. What's the naive reader read when he says, Ve'eveta et ha-mincha? Okay, that means, and besides these five, if you find any other model for a mincha, go right ahead. Bring any mincha you'd like. Which should mean that a yachid, he takes a look at, well, how come only a woman has the right to bring a minchat sota from Seorin? Let me also be able to be minadev, a minchat sota. So maybe that's good for what it's coming to tell me, that a yachid can be minadev and bring other types of minachot. Maybe mincha acheret, chutz mielo. So I should be able, it's not referring to any of the things, neither drosha, not the omer, not the minchat sota. It's simply meant to be understood in context. Let a yachid find some type of korban and say, I wish to do the same thing. So I'll bring a korban minas seorim. No. That for sure not. You see, again, you're not darshing the whole pasuk properly. Look what it says. Ve'veta tamincha asher yaseh me'ele. Now, what is it me'ele for? See, ve'veta tamincha asher yaseh. Yes! Then I would say, if you list five minachot, and then you make a general statement, ve'veta tamincha asher yaseh v'kriva l'kohen, you'd be right. But it doesn't say that. It says asher yaseh me'ele. Me'ele means dafka. It has to be these same ones. But now let's take a look at it inside and see the drush for the yin. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if a tzibur can bring, now, mincha minachitim chova, do we not find, after all, that a mincha can be brought equally from chitin and saorin? You've got the mincha that comes from chitim, that's our beautiful mincha of shtei alechem. You've got a mincha that comes from saorin, that's our beautiful mincha of the mincha to omer. And this is all great. That's in one set, the set of tzibur. So why not have the set of yochid, nedava, be equivalent to the set of a tzibur? The yochid can bring a lot of different types of minchot chitim. He should be able to bring whatever he wishes from a minchat saorin. So af yachid, shemevi mincha minachitim, nedava, why not allow him to be bringing a minchat minasaorin nedava? Therefore, the Torah says, dafka eile, only these can be brought. You can't simply bring whatever the heck you feel like. But in Omer, Eile lo Omer, maybe the meaning of Eile is to teach that any time a person says Hare alai mincha, he has to bring Veveta ta mincha Eile. Meaning, it's not that you have the option, unless of course you define it, but if you just say Hare alai mincha, you say a mincha ta Hashem, here are the five minachot that you bring. And that's what it means. Ela, all of the above.
And you bring all of them? Or
that's what Ela means. All of the above. Bring all five. So maybe that's what it would mean. Hare alai mincha, mevi chamishatan. No, by the way, that's Ela. This is Mei Ela. Mei Ela means one out of the above. That's not what it means. But it still means Me'ela, okay? But so Ratza Achat Mevi, you want to bring one, bring one. You want to bring five. That's your business. But right now, why specify, in this case, Veveta, it doesn't give you options to bring Saorim. So what does it mean? Oh, okay, so it's coming to be Marba. The cases that are not included, depending if you're like Rabbi Shimon or depending if you're like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Et HaMincha is coming to be Marba, other minachot. And that's all of the other minachot that we list in the Mishnah. Kigon minchat nochrim, minchat nashim. This, by the way, that kigon we take out in the Shita. But we understand all the other minachot that are not part of the set that is mentioned openly in the big five. Nonetheless, the Mishnah mentions all of them. They're all included. You might think that I should be marbe the other set of minachot, the set of unusual minachot, kigon. The set of Shtei Alechem and Alechem Apanim, just like yesterday we needed special ribuyim for those to be included in the Aloch of Shemen Levana. So year two you would think you should be Marba and you need Agosha, even for the Shtei Alechem and Alechem Apanim. Talmud Lomar, not all of the above, Me'ele. Not everything is brought by Agosha, only Et HaMincha, which is similar to those which are listed here. Okay, I don't understand. You're similar in what way? You've got Shar Menachot and Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem, right? Let's recall, guys. You seem to be losing concentration. Let's recall the sets of Menachot. There's different ways of splitting up the Menachot. We could split up the Menachot by the standard list of Nedava, and that's the big five that we've been calling. Expand that list to include Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Oin Mashiach, Minchat Nashim, Minchat Nochrim. Those are all included in those who will bring a Mincha Nedava. We have the non-standard set, and when I say non-standard, it's non-standard in the sense of not being made the same way. So it doesn't have Shemen, and it doesn't either Shemen, doesn't have Levona. Okay, so we have the Shtei Alechem, we have the Lechem Aponim, we have the Minchat Chotei, Minchat Sotah. I mean, those things are non-standard for our purposes here. We're going to need to deal with them. Yesterday we questioned maybe we should include Minchat Kohanim as non-standard because there's non-Kanitza. Again, there's different ways of splitting this up. We could split up the Minachot by saying the Nedavot versus the Chovot. We could split up the Minachot by talking about the Tzibur versus the Yachid. So all of these various ways of taxonomically separating the Minachot need to be taken into consideration when we're dealing with one particular group. So is this the set of the standard Nedavot that require Shemen Levina? Would be one way of looking at it. So how do I need to be Marba other Minachot? Okay, so, yeah, I mean, if that's the case, you're telling me, be Marba other Minachot in terms of who brings it. But don't be Marba other Minachot from the non-standard list, that is to say, let's say, those that don't require Shemen Levona. Or let's say, those that are brought by Atzibur. You see, you could do it anyway. But how do you know not to be Marba from the word Etamincha? Not to be Marba Shtei Alechem Alechem Aponim. So the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim, we said, well, it's not similar to the above. But nothing is similar to the above. So Mara Itel Rabot Shar Benachot. Well, let's see Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim. Well, there's another way, you see, and it's a very striking way, and that is a different way of splitting up the Menachot. Are there Menachot that are put on the Mizbeach, and the Menachot that are not put on the Mizbeach? Now, the Menachot that are not put on the Mizbeach at all is the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem. All of the other Menachot either are entirely put on the Mizbeach, like the Minchat Kohanim and the Minchat Chavitin, or at least there's a kometz that's put on the Mizbeach. So it makes more sense, says the Gemara, to be motzi, the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem, because they are not put on the Mizbeach. So Marbeah Nishar Menachot, Sheyesh Be'em Liyishim, at least they're partially put on the Mizbeach, Umbotziyadi Shtei Alechem Lechem Aponim, She'en Me'em Liyishim. Oh, really now? So then the Minchat Nesachim, which is entirely burnt, how about that? That was one of the non-standard Menachot. You're trying to say the non-standard Menachot only included, in this case, I want to look at the set of Menachot that are not brought on the Yishim. Very good. So now let's take a look at the Minchat Nesachim. Is the Minchat Nesachim put on the Mizbeach? Yes. Is it entirely burnt on the Mizbeach? Yes. So maybe now, by your new standard of separating out those that are put on the Yishim that require Hagashah, and those that are not put on the Yishim that don't require Hagashah, we should therefore require Hagashah for the Minchat Nesachim. But nobody holds that we're supposed to bring the Minchat Nesachim to be Magish them before we bring them on the Mizbeach. Ah, for that I have a miut. The miut is v'higisha, as we'll say. V'higisha with the mapike implies it and only it is put on the Mizbeach. What? I mean the hikriva. The hikriva is it and only it. It and only it. You use that word, I thought, v'hikriva. Didn't you say that we're using v'hikriva to be marbe? And we used it as sort of, we found the lashon v'hikriva, we said by the Minchat Sotah, and we find it over here, and therefore we marbe Minchat Sotah for Hagashah. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the mapik hey, not the word. V'hikriv is enough to teach me the din, that the Sotah is included. That's what it says by Sotah. V'hikriv ala Mizbeach. But why does it say v'hikriva? Only it. V'hikriv, v'hikriva. All right, so now what are we left with? We're left with a ribuy of Shar Menachot, but we're not including Minchat Nesachim, and we're not including the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Aponim. You said the reason we're not including the Lechem Aponim and Shar Menachot, you gave me a reason for that. The Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem, I don't want to include. Why? Because they're not put on the Mizbeach. Okay, but now you're telling me I have one ribuy for all the other Menachot, and one miut for the Minchat Nesachim. But now you're not going to be able to use your old trick of telling me because it's not put on the Yishim. This is put on the Yishim. So now we're back to the original question. How did you determine that the Shar Menachot, to expand the list of the big five, is included, but the case of the Minchat Nesachim is not included? They're all put on the Mizbeach. Ah, Marba Ani Shar Menachot, that's a different issue. Another way of separating out the Menachot, of course, are the menachot that are coming for no other purpose but themselves. Minchat Nesachim is coming with something else. What was the other member of that set? Yes, what other mincha was coming not Bigelal Atzma? The other one that we spoke about yesterday was the Shtei Alechem, which is coming together with the Kifsei Atzeret. All right, so therefore, Marbe Ani Shar Minachot, which are similar, that they're both Bigelal Atzman, Umotzi Ani Minchat Nesachim, She'ina Ba'a Bigelal Atzma. So, what about a Minchat Kohanim? Minchat Kohen Mashiach? They're both Bigelal Atzman. Would they require Hagasha? Yochel Yutunot Hagasha? And here, we learn V'higisha. And again, what's the mapikei of the V'higisha? But we don't know that yet. So we ask, V'higisha? V'higisha is the central word of the pasuk. How do we do without V'higisha? I mean, that's Miboile Lagufa. Isn't this just Una Hagasha? This is the place where we learn that you do Hagasha. Yes, but it could have said V'higisha L'Amisbeach. Was it V'higisha? It and only it. Lafuke what? Lafuke the Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach. Oh, so now we're going to be Marva Shar Minachot. Yesterday we said, well, I mean, why would a Minchat Kohanim be different? Doesn't it say Nefesh Ki Takriv in terms of all of the dinim that are mentioned there in the opening of Ayikra? So Mara Ital Rabot Shar Minachot for Hagasha Ulo Otzi Minchat Kohanim Uminchat Kohen Mashiach. Again, because Marva Nishar Menachot, Sheyesh Behem Le'ishim, Uba'ot Biglal Atzmam, V'yesh Behem, that is Achila LeKohanim. Not only Sheyesh Behem Le'ishim, you're forgetting that little detail, but the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim are excluded because they're not put on the Mizbeah. Minchat Nesachim, let me just get it through to you, okay? Here are the issues that are excluded for different reasons. I'm excluding now Mincha of the Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim. They're not put on the Mizbeach, okay? Minchat Nesachim, which is put on the Mizbeach, I'm excluding because it's not Bigelal Atzma. Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach, I'm excluding because there's no din of Achila the Kohanim. Now let's just take a look at the last word in the series of Chiyuvim that I'm supposed to do. Ve'veita Ela Mincha, and then it continues on to say the very next word, Yishalam Isbeach, Veherim HaKohen Min HaMincha. It doesn't say how to be Meirim. Should I take a Kli and be Meirim? Yoko B'Kli, Tamud Lomar, therefore, when we get to Tzav, and it says, Zot Torat HaMincha, Veherim Mimenu B'Kumtso, Misolat HaMincha U'Mishamna. There, indeed, even though it says it in terms of Minchat Solet, but it's the same Lashon of Veherim. Just like the harama that is said in Zot Torat HaMincha for the Minchat HaSolet is dafke bikumtso, af harama amur kan, even though it's referring to four out of the five, which cannot be solet, and therefore it does seem a bit strange to say that we would use the kovetz for the simple reason that you can't really do a kvitza on something that's been baked. Now, of course, this is the reason why we need petita, which we're going to get into later on, in order to be able to do a kmitza. So it certainly would have made sense, logistically, to distinguish between the chiyuv of kmitza without a kli in a midichat solet, which is the simple meaning of the words in the tzav, when it says Zot Torat HaMincha, misalta o mishamna. That's a midichat solet. And understand the Veirimi Mena when it's referring to Mincha Ma'afar, Ma'chavat Ma'chashet, as meaning in a Kli. Kamash Bond Gzera Shava. Veirim, Veirim. Just like Veirim in Tzav is a reference to Harama B'Kli, so to Veirim in Vayikra is a reference to Harama, I mean, not the Kli, B'Kitzato, so to the Harama in Vayikra is referring to Harama B'Had and not B'Kli. Yesh te'unot shemen ulevana, shemen velo levana, levana velo shemen, lo levana velo shemen. Ve'ele te'unot shemen ulevana. Minchat ha-solet, ve'amachavat, ve'amachesh, ve'achalot, ve'arakikin. Minchat kohanim, minchat kohen Mashiach, minchat ovet kohavim, minchat nashim, minchat ha-omer. That is the full list of 10 that require bo shemen ulevana. Minchat nisachim, on the other hand, is te'una shemen ve'in te'una levana. Lechem apanim, on the other hand, is tol nevona ve'notorn shemen. And the shtei alechem and milchas chote, milchat kanaut, entun in lo shemen ve'lo levona. Omrif Papa, you should know that wherever we have a list, it's always 10. or wherever we have a standard mincha in pieces, it's always 10, chalot, rikikin, machava, whatever the case may be. And what is that teaching us? Lafukin and Rabbi Shimon, the Yom HaMechta, chalot, mechta, rikikin, can also be, which would be an 11th, or would be a case of 5. And therefore, he's coming to be mamayidim, kabashra on the law. Tonu Rabbanan, v'natata aleha shemen, v'lo alakam apanim shemen, she'yachov alodinu, umam minchat nesachim, she'inatu unah levonatu unah shemen, lekam apanim she'to'un levonah, enotin she'to'un shemen, Talmud lomar aleha, aleha shemen, v'lo alakam apanim shemen. V'samta aleha levonah, aleha levonah, v'lo minchat nesachim levonah, she'yachov alodinu, umah lekam apanim she'inatu'un shemen, to'un levonah, מלכת נסחים שתאונה שמן, אין עודין שתאונה לבונה, תרבות לומר עליה, עליה לבונה, ולא מלכת נסחים לבונה. מלכה לרבות מלכת שמיני לבונה. היא להוציא שתי הלחם שלא יטענו לא שמן ולא לבונה. אומר מה? Are you said עליה שמן ולא לחם הפנים שמן? Why not say עליה שמן ולא מלכת כהנים שמן? Well, Mistava minchat kohanim avilei l'rabuye shekein isaron kli chutz v'tzura hagasha v'ishim. Adarabba. Lechem apanim avilei l'rabuye shekein tzibur hachovat tamya docha pigula b'shabata. Okay, but it's still mistava nefesh. Omamar, aleh levona v'lo minchat nesachim levona. Yema aleh levona v'lo minchat kohanim levona. Mistava minchat kohanim avilei l'rabuye shekein isaron Balul balug, mugash, biglal atzem, ma'ad rabba, mitchat nesachim avale rabuye, shekein tzibura, en chova, en etzitme, bishabata, but still, mistarba nefesh. Mincha, l'rabot mitchat shmini l'lvona, maybe lohotzi, nah, come on, I might, yamit bishlem l'rabot, then I understand why I need the posse, but if it's lohotzi, I can figure it out on my own, sha'amidorot lo yalfinan after all, right? Okay, then it says, "He lo tishtei alechem shalo yitanu lo shemen v'lo levona." Why not say lo tzi minchat kohanim? Because b'stavra minchat kohanim avilei rabuye shekein isaron, and it's a kli, and it's matzah, not chometz, requires agosha, and it goes to the yishim. Adarabba, I mean, if anything should be compared to the omer, for God's sake, it's the shtei alechem. It's tzibur, it's chova. We brought betuma, it has parts of the nechal, you can make it into pigo, bring it on Shabbos, and both of them are matir, the things to be eaten. Both require tenufa, both require perot of Eretz Yisrael, both are given a specific zman, Pesach or Shavuos, and both are brought from Chadash, and not only that, there are even more of these, on an efishin. Yes, but once again, Mistava that we begin with nefesh to include minchat kohanim. V'chayav al ha-shemen b'fnei atzmo, v'chayav al ha-levona b'fnei atzma, natan al ha-shemen pasla, levona yil katena. Natan shemen al shiareha, eno over b'lo ta'ase. Natan kli agave kli, lo pasla. Tonu rabbonon lo yasim al ha-shemen, but im sam pasal. Yochol lo yiten alei levona means the same thing. V'im natan basal, Talmud lomar, nope, it's still a chatas. So then maybe that's true about the shemen. Yochol after shemen, Talmud lomar, he. How do you know which one is which? Mara ite lifsol b'shemen l'akshir b'levona. Posel ani b'shemen, she'i efshar l'lakto. U'makshir ani b'levona, she'efshar l'lokta. Bo, Rabba Baravunami Reb Yochanan, natan alei levona shiku kamah. Is the point mishum de efshalo lokta or lo efshalo lokta? Or is the point really mishum de lo mivla? V'anami lo mivla? Well, come on, look at the Mishnah. It says, levona yil katena. Yeah, but I mean, maybe that's just chad avot kama. First of all, it's lo mivla. Furthermore, if you want to, you can go be yil katena. Tashma, makshir ani v'levona shefshalo lokta. Maybe that also means chad avot kama. Bottom line is what? Omer of Nakoma Yitzchak Tanya Minchat Choteu Minchat Kanaut Shenatan Aleha Levona Milaketet Alevona Uksheira Im Achelo Liket Levona Tachishev Aleha Ben Chutzizmanim Chutzubakomo Pasul Vein Bokoreit ואם מי שליקט בונה מחשבל הקוץ למקום הפוס ואין בו קראת, חוץ זמן הפיגו וחייב אין לב קראת. So then, why isn't it dichui? Because of the interim stage of bito, of posel. Amrabaya, because chatat karachman. Rav Omar, because it's going like chanana mitzri. The letle dichui in the Tanya chanana mitzri omer, afilo damba kos vevicha verosh lo bagalam zaveglo. Rav Ashi Omar, could be anybody. But this isn't called dichui, because it's immediately biyadot v'metaken, it's lo avid dichui. Om Ravada, that is the most reasonable approach. Kavati Ravashi Mistafa. Because look, who's the one who argues a Khanana Mitzri? Man the Itle Dikhin is Rav Yehuda. The Tzan Vyodama Rav Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, Yamut HaMishtaleach, Met HaMishtaleach, Yishafech Adam. Now, in a case where it would be Biyodam, says Beferis, the Rav Yehuda himself is made that it's kosher. Because Tani Rav Yehuda Omer Kos HaYamim Alei Midam HaTaharovet,
that was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, so let's just review anyway. It's good to once again see the organization of the parsha. So it opens up with the sukkim that we discussed yesterday, which was the dinim of korban mincha. The portion of the mincha is nefesh ki takriv. By definition, the nefesh was the thing that gave us the clue to include everybody, including the kohen, more than all of the other svaras.
Any individual rather than
Sibur? Any individual. Right, exactly. These are all individuals. They're all in Daves. And the place, and the only place, where it mentions over here how to make it, Tzakala Hashem and Benatana Le'elavona, is in this first section, which is the Minchas Solas. No baking, no frying, no cooking, nothing. Just to bring it as it is. And there we have also the din of Kemetz, Seles, Shemen, Vena, Kemetz, and so on. Then it mentions the other menachos briefly without telling us again Shemen and Levena or the Dinim of Kemitza. So you have in the next section the Mafe Tanur, which is either Matzes or Chalis Matzes or Kike Matzes. Then you have Machavat. Then you have Marcheshet. Now, in the Parsha of Marcheshet, which is basically the end of the Nedavis, you have the pasuk that today is going to be so central, which is a general statement, which is pasuk Yud Aleph, Kol HaMincha Asher Takrivu LaHashem Lo Teaseh Chametz. So here we see that we're talking about, this is not the pasuk that we're darshan, I'm just bringing this just to point out, but the parsha that begins with In Minchas Marcheshes is not talking only about Minchas Marcheshes, because it's clear that it's talking about kol ha-menachot, right? Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem lo teaseh chametz. The same thing is true with the second pasuk. After it says, v'im mincha marcheshet korbanecha solet b'shem teaseh, then we switch back now to discussion of all the above menachot. And you'll see this clearly in the pasuk. V'heveitat ha-mincha asher ye'arpeni eile. Bring the mincha which is made from all of these things, all of the above things. In other words, from mincha seles, through ma'afei tanur, through ma'chabat, through ma'chesha. All of the above should be brought to Hashem. V'hikriva la'kohen v'higisha la'mizbeach. So this din is now mecharesh, the concept of hagasha. That you're supposed to bring the mincha to present it to the mizbeach before it's actually put onto the mizbeach. And then we have, after that, Ve'erim HaKohen Min HaMincha Taskarata, V'kira Mizbech. So obviously the Yisha is not the Hagasha in terms of the Haktara, because it's afterwards. It says Ve'erim HaKohen Min HaMincha Taskarata, correct? Okay. So that is the issue that we're going to be discussing today, because the idea of Hagasha we've never discussed before, and here is the place that the Torah describes Hagasha. Now, after this, the next parsha is V'im Takriv Minchat Bikurim LaHashem,
which is the Minchas HaOmer. So in other words, the above dinim were not said on the Minchas HaOmer, correct? And we darshed yesterday the special pasuk by the Minchas HaOmer, which is V'natata Aleha Shemen V'samta Aleha Libona. So we had the din of Shemen V'Libona on the Minchas HaOmer as well, and we darshed over there what is the Aleha twice. A number of things we darshed, the difference between Sima and so on, and the Nesina, which was important, and also what the two Aleha's were for, and what the Mincha he was for. That was the Gabi Shemen Levina. Today, the Hagarsha does not seem to be said, Bichlal, on the Minchas HaOmer. You'll notice in the way that the parshas are arranged. All it says by the Minchas HaOmer is, V'hikdir kornetak et askarata, doesn't say V'higisha. Now, it's also important to look ahead a little bit in Tzav, and notice that we're going to have a brief discussion of Tzav. And there, it says at the end of the first Aliyah, V'zot Torata Mincha, V'hirim Mimenu Bikum Tzo, Nisot Mincha U'mishamna, V'et Kol HaLevona, and so on, V'hiktir. So there is the place in which it says the din of Komet being inside of the hand itself, repeated on all of the Menachot. Again, something we'll be discussing a little bit later. Okay, so now let's take a look at our Mishnah and see how the Mishnah introduces the Dinim HaGosha in very much the same fashion that the Dinim of Shemen V'Lavona were introduced yesterday. Yesh Tu'unot HaGasha V'ein Tu'unot Tnufa. Now you'll notice it doesn't say a word over here about Tnufa, correct? It only says V'Yigish. So none of these Menachos seem to have a concept of Tnufa at all, waving them around. So the Mishnah says, there's some that require Hagosha and not Tnufa. Now, of course, that's the standard Mincha. Those are all the 10 Menachos that we just saw. The same list of Menachos that we had yesterday, that's the Menachos that we have here, in which Hagosha is mentioned, but Tnufa is not mentioned. There's some that require Hagosha and Tnufa. There's some that require Tnufa alone and not Hagosha. And there's some that require neither Tnufa nor Hagosha. So the Eilos have to unot Hagasha vein to unot Tnufa. These are the Menachos, which are the same as the Menachos we had yesterday. The Menachos HaSoiles, Machavas, Marcheshes, Chalos, Rekik, and the latter two are the two variants of Ma'atei Tanur. Menachos Keanim, Menachos Toin Mashiach, Menachos Nochrim, Menachos Nashim, Menachos Chotei. Now, of course, Menachos Chotei was never mentioned over here. Because Minchas Chotei is a Chovah, and it only appears in the list of the Korban Olevi Oreid, which is later on. It doesn't appear Beklal over here in the first list of Menachos in Vayikra. And so we're going to have to figure out how do we know that Minchas Chotei is included in the list of Hagosha, because it doesn't say by Minchas Chotei Hagosha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchat Kohanim and Minchat Kohen Mashiach in Behem Hagasha. Says Rabbi Shimon, although Minchat Kohanim is simply a variation of the Nedava that we listed over here, it has one very important distinction. There's no Kibitza, because the Minchat Kohanim is put directly on to the Mizveah. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, let's be Shem Ben Kibitza. Since there is no Kibitza, Ko Shem Ben Kibitza in Ben Hagasha. Wherever there's no Kibitza, there's also no Hagasha. Therefore, even though he brings an adava, but that difference is significant in terms of Hagosha as well. Omer of Papa, so again we have Rav Papa's point, which he made yesterday, that kol hechad etznan eser etznan. You'll notice that the list is always a list of 10. And here too, it's a list of 10. And what's the point Rav Papa's making? He's just pointing out once again, my kamashma, nafukim Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's really 11 variants in Menachos, because he holds that a Mincha Ma'atei Tanur can be either 10 Chalas, 10 Rekikin, or 5 Chalas and 5 Rekikin. And the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about that. So therefore, if there's 10, it's Lafukim Rabbi Shimon. Yomer Mechza Chalas and Mechza Rekikin Yavi. Kamashla on the Tana, by structuring it in this fashion, consistently, is telling us below that he does not hold the Rabbi Shimon Mahalacha. Now, getting to the Dinim of Hagosha. You mentioned that there's a din of Hagosha on Minochais and on Minchas Kotel. So the Braisa goes like this. How do we know it? The Tana Rabbanan, Ilu Ne'emar Vehe Veita She'yase Me'ela La'Hashem. You notice that the way that the Pasuk is, Vehe Veita Et HaMincha Asher Ye'ase Me'ela La'Hashem. I mean, obviously we're talking about a mincha. That's what the whole thing has been talking about. All it needed to say was, Vehe Veita She'yase Me'ela La'Hashem V'Kivah La'Hashem V'Yigisha La'Mizbeach. If you insert the word Ve'evetat HaMincha Asher Ye'ase Me'ela La'Hashem, it's to teach me something. So had it just said Ve'evetasher Yatse Me'ela La'Hashem V'Kivalakoyin V'Gisha and so on, so then I would have thought that it's Dafka Asher Yatse Me'ela La'Hashem, only the part that is being brought up to the Mizbeach, namely the Kmitza. So I would have said Hayiti Omer En Lishitun Agashela Komet Tuvat. The only thing that requires Hagasha is the actual Kmitza, because that's being brought La'Hashem. Mincha minayin, how do I know that the mincha as a whole has to be brought L'Hashem? Talmud lomar mincha. Therefore, it says mincha to make it clear that it's a halacha and a mincha prior to kmitza. I bring the whole thing up to the mizbeach, go back, do my kmitza, and then bring the kmitza onto the mizbeach. Yeah. And so it says in that order, Ve'evitata mincha, like V'ikriva, El HaKohen, V'higisha L'Mizbeach. Yeah.
Go back and forth, you bring to the Mizbeach, go back.
Does his Kmitza, and brings the Kmitza. Now, how do I know Minchat Chotei Minayin? What makes me think that a Minchat Chotei that is not included in the above list of Me'ela, and, I mean, it's very specifically excluded from the above list, because the above list all includes Shemen of Alavina, which the Minchas Chote is excluded. So how do I know to include Minchas Chote in Hagashah? Talmud Omar, Eta Mincha. So therefore it comes down to tell me, let's extend this a bit. It's not only Mincha, it's Eta Mincha. Eta Mincha is even that which isn't mentioned openly in the Pasuk. It's mentioned later on in the Karmen Olav Yoreh. Ask the Gemara, why do I need the ribui of Et HaMincha? I mean, but you know, isn't it an obvious Kal Vachomer? I mean, even a Mamatina. Actually, Tosis points out yesterday that even though we keep talking about Kal Vachomer, there's really a purity on all these Kal Vachomers. The truth is the Gemara is relying on the overall sense of Menachos being similar to each other. So you're the dinu. I mean, Nemar, probably the correct Yirsa is Havei. It says the Lashon of Hava'a. So the Shita makes this, that makes this change, the Tzon Kotri makes this change, and it makes much more sense, because I mean, we're not comparing an Nemar Hava any word. The only word we're comparing is Havei, the Heveita. So it says Nemar Havei b'minchat chova. V'nemar havei b'minchat nidaba is the probably correct girsa. Since the Torah compares the hava'a of chova and nidaba, so why would there be any difference? If a minchat nidaba, the hava'ata mincha includes a presentation, which we call hagasha, so it's tu'una hagasha, af minchat chova tu'una hagasha, then the presentation of a minchas chova, namely the minchas chote, should include Hagasha. That's what bringing a mincha means, doesn't it? Not necessarily. Mala minchat nidava shekein tu'una shemen ulevona. I mean, perhaps the idea of Hagasha is related to the quality of the mincha. The Torah specifically doesn't like the mincha chote, so it shouldn't be muhudar with shemen ulevona. So maybe it shouldn't be presented either. I mean, I present something that is muhudar. Says the Gemara, no, because a minchasota also does not have Shemen Levona, and yet over there we do learn out, as we'll see, that a minchasota does require Hagasha. We have an extra pasuk, the kriva, here that we're going to dash in a little bit later to show that, but now we're taking it as a given that a minchasota requires Hagasha. So clearly the lack of Shemen Levona is no reason not to do Hagasha. Ah, but on the other hand, a minchas seita, it's reasonable that it would require Hagasha, she came to unatznufa, Actually, the Milchas Seifa is unique here from all of the above because it requires also tenufa. The Mishnah says some require tenufa and agasha. So maybe that's why I do the agasha. Yes, but Milchas Dava, which doesn't require tenufa, shows that that's not the essential element. So we can look to the common denominator. So Milchas Dava Tukhiya, the Chazar Hadin, and we'll go back and forth with this, Lo Rizek Rizev, Lo Rizek Rizev, the common denominator being, Atzara Shavesha Behen, Sheshavula Kmitza, all of the above require Kmitza, and all of the above require Hagasha. Now, if Milchas Chote requires Kmitza, why not simply come to the conclusion that it requires Hagasha as part of its Hava'a? The Afani Avim Milchas Chote, Sheshavelehen Lekmitza, Tishvelehen LaHagasha. Why do I need et ha-minchas, an extra pasuk, et ha-minchas chote, when it follows logically that there's no reason that it should be different from all the other minchas? Ah, but ma la'atzad ha-shaveh shebehen, shekin hukshiru lavo be'ashir ki ve'ani, tomar b'minchas chote, shelo hukshiru lavo be'ashir ki ve'ani, perhaps minchas chote is a b'di'avad all along. I mean, like, if you can't afford the real carbon, bring a minchas chote. Okay, so then maybe it doesn't require agash, but all of these other karbonas are lechatchila karbonas. So maybe that's part of the din of agash. That's why we need et ha-mincha. Talmud omer et ha-mincha. So there you now understand what we needed the extra et for. Now we also have other mandiyamrim that expand the meaning of the rest of the pasuk. Because the rest of the pasuk we didn't darshan. The Veheveita, the Yikriva, all of that, we don't know what that comes to include. So Rabbi Shimon now expands, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Veheveita, the Veheveita in the Pasuk is Varabot Minchata Omer Lahagasha. We noted that the whole Pasuk of Veheveita to Minchasha Yasem Me'ele seems on the surface to exclude the Minchasa Omer because the Minchasa Omer comes afterwards. V'im takriv minchat bikurim la'Hashem, which is the minchas ha'omer, is left till after talking about seles and marcheshes and machavat and ma'petanur. Then comes at the end of machavat, marcheshes rather is the miyele, and then after that it says the omers. I don't know the omers included in Russia. So the beheveita is there to be marba the minchas ha'omer, and indeed the lashon of hava'a appears right there in the parasha of Minchas HaOmer, not here in the list of Menachos, but where it describes the Minchas HaOmer itself. So of an Emor, over there it says, Veheveitem et Omer Eshikitichem Alakohim. So that Veheveitem is actually a remit for the Heveita, which is mentioned over here, to tell me that there is a requirement for Hagashah, even on the Minchas HaOmer. Then when it says, Vehikriva, what's that coming for? That's to be marvan in chasaita, v'hagasha. And how do we see that lashon? Because by this seita, it says, v'hikrivota el hamizbeach. So that v'hikrivota el hamizbeach is to be understood as hagasha from the word v'hikriva in our parasha as well. Actually, the shita asks, brings a shita of Taisus that asks, why not just learn it out directly? Because in the parsha Seifa, there's a separate putting on the Mizbeach from the Hakrovah, so the Hakrovah should have to be the Hagasha. And he says, because all of the dinim as to where the Hagasha is supposed to be are only learned out of Minchas Nedava. So if I don't have, and there's the drushes that we saw about the Lifnei Hashem, and which part of the Mizbeach, which is Lifnei HaMizbeach, that whole discussion wouldn't have applied to the Minchas Seifa, if it hadn't been that there was a remez in the parshas of Minchas Nedava, that the Hagasha there is the same as the Hagasha there. Okay, it's a possibility. Ask the Gemara Valodinu, why exactly did I need to bring a posik for the Minchas Seifa? Isn't it obvious that the Minchas Chote, which does not require Tnufa, does require Hagasha, so the Minchas Seifa? Shetu'unat mufa enodin shetu'una hagasha. See, that going directly to Minchas Chote allows us to avoid the whole Shemon Lavona business, right? Now, otherwise, we have this complication, maybe Shemon Lavona. Minchas Chote doesn't have Shemon Lavona. But neither does the Minchas Chayitza. It's the same as the Minchas Chayitza. So if I know that a Minchas Chayitza without Shemen Levona requires Hagasha, and I know that a Minchas Chayitza has an even greater Chashivas than the Minchas Chayitza, because the Minchas Chayitza requires Tzuka. So Koshkeni should require Hagasha. Okay, but the Minchas Chayitza is much more chomer, isn't it? I mean, it's Ba'achiti. Remember that the Minchas Chayitza is unique in terms of personal Minachot, and that it doesn't come from wheat, which is extraordinary. So it's a very low-level mincha, in the sense that it comes from a low-level grain. It comes from barley. Well, but the Omer also comes from barley, and the Omer does require Hagasha, so clearly wheat or barley is not central to the Hagasha issue. True, but I mean, the Minchas Omer requires Shemen V'Lavona. Yes, but the Minchas Chote doesn't, right? So Minchas Chote Tochia. So again, we have a common denominator limud. The Chozer Adin, Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev, what's the common denominator? Hatzava Shavah Shabahem, Shushavulik Mitzava Shavulah Hagashah. What it seems to be is the common denominator is that any carbon that requires Kmitza requires Hagasha. So if that's the case, the Mincha Sota, which requires Kmitza, Afani Adim and Katsotashi Shiftalahem the Kmitza, Tashvelahem Hagasha, should be no different in terms of the Din of Hagasha. So why do you need a special process to tell me something that I can figure out myself? Because I could say that Mala Tzara Shavah Shebehem Shekein Lo Hukshiru Lo Bo Kemach Toma Minchat Sota Shehukshira Lo Bo Kemach. There's a tremendous difference. Whether you're talking about Chita or whether you're talking about Seora, in both cases, besides the Minchat Sota, we still have the common denominator that you have to bring fine grain, finely ground grain, that has been carefully sifted so that you have only the finest of the fine, which is the solet. How do we know that? Because by the Minchas Omer, it said migirsa. Geres of barley is the equivalent of solet of chita. The word solet itself is always chita, but the idea nonetheless is that it's not kemah, it's not the raw product of a whole wheat flour or a whole barley flour. So it's a sifted. Okay, it's fine. So if that's the case, then that may be the common denominator. Minchas Seita is unique. There's Minchas Seita, the Torah wants to go out of its way to point out how low class this woman is. So it insists that the carbon that she brings should be like animal feed, as the Gemara puts it. Right? So she did a mice of an animal, give her an animal feed. Okay, so I mean that's something already. If we have such a thing that's being bought kamag, it may very well be that it doesn't require hagasha, and therefore we need the ikriva. Because if it hadn't been for ikriva, we would have thought that was the common denominator between them, which would exclude the minchas seita, which is coming kamag. Tamud no mat ikriva. So now I know why it has to say both the lashon of hava and the lashon of hakrava and the lashon of mincha and the lashon of et in this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon's approach, and he says, actually, it's the other way around, the Behevetpa, which you, Rabbi Shimon, used to be Marba Minchas Ha'emer, the Behevetpa is with Marba Minchas Seita, Lahagash. V'cheinu Omer, Behevi et Korbana, the Lashon over here of Hava'ah is found by Sota too. And that's where we know that the Minchas Seita requires Hagasha. The Minchas Omer, which you thought to be Marva from the Lashon of Heveta, actually does not require a Pasuk, because I disagree with the need, since I hold it can be learned from a simple limud, a din. My time, a Medina Ka'asya. I would say as follows. Minchas Omer clearly requires Hagasha because Ma minchat chote she'ina tu'una tnufa tu'una hagasha minchat ha'omer she'tu'una tnufa eino din she'tu'una hagasha. So why isn't that make perfectly good sense? Because your last one, a minchas chote, is chitim, but a minchas seita is also chitim. It's also not chitim, and it still requires hagasha. So minchas seita tokiya. You'll say ma la minchat sota. She came Baal of Arer Avon. It's coming basically on an issue of chait. This Baskeret Avon, he does not seem to belong, and I think it's taken out by the Shita. Minchas Chotei Tachia. Minchas Chotei, which is also coming on Chet, nonetheless requires Agasha, so that obviously is not a problem. So everything is okay now, because I did. Lori Zekrizeh. Hatzara Shavesha Behen can shovel the Kmitza, shovel Agasha. Anything that has a Kmitza has Agasha, so then Afani Avim and Chata Omer. So what's wrong now with the Minchas Omer? Shivta Layem the Kmitza, Tashve Layem Agasha. Umay Parak, what are you going to ask now? You can't ask what you asked before. What are you going to say? Shalohuk Shalavo Kanik Vashir? That doesn't apply yet. So now I've got you stymied. So why did you need a pasuk? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you why you need a pasuk. Because I would have said, Mala Tzara Shaveh Shebehen Shekein Mitzuyin. Look, the difference is very clear. The Omer happens once a year. The Minchas Chotei or Minchas Seita can happen a million times a year. So they're very Mitzuyin. It could be that the Torah is marking on something that happens often, that it requires a gashra. So you know, once a year, it's a rare occurrence. So maybe it's not Machayev, the Omer. Yeah. So you know, on the contrary, maybe the Minchas Chotei, Minchas Seita will never happen. So the Minchas Omer is a guarantee. You definitely have to do this once a year. The other things are dependent on circumstances. Who's to say that Bechlal, someone will be Chayev, and so Adarava, Hometziyat Tvei. Because I never did any Lamashkavas work well. There could certainly be times in which there's no requirement for Minchas Chotei or Minchas Seita, but there is definitely a requirement for Minchas Haimer. Therefore, by definition, Minchas Haimer is more Matzah. I don't say, how is that a pure cup as well? Now, you'll ask, maybe the word Ve'eveitah should be used more Kipshutei. Instead of saying Ve'eveitah is coming to be Marve, either Minchas Seita or a Minchas Haimer. I mean, why not simply say that the Ve'eveita is being marba nu haba'a? Meaning that a yachid should be allowed to be mitnadev umevi mincha acher chutz me'ela shebe'inyan. After all, we had a long list of menachas that are available over here. Here are your options. Minchas Seiles, Minchas Ba'fez Rekikin, Minchas Ma'afez Matzit, Minchas Ma'avas, Minchas Ma'akashat, and you know what? They could bring other things too. What would those other things be? I mean, where would I can't simply pick them out of a hat. I wouldn't pick them out of a hat. I would have said as follows. I would have said, Vadim, a tzibur maybe mincha menachitim chuva, or maybe mincha menasorin chuva. Now look, a tzibur has chuva both from chitim and sorin. So sometimes you'll bring a minchas chitim, and mesachim you're going to bring all the time. Shtei alechem you're going to bring. You're going to bring now from the sarim the omer. So maybe a yochid, he's able to bring a mincha menachitim nidava, then maybe he should be able to bring a mincha menasorin nidava, similar to the minchas omer. Not only be stuck with the minchas sarim as a seita, but that there should be a whole different group of minchas that could be also brought from sarim. Why not? No, Tamid Lomar, Ewa. The Torah does say that Feirish, Ve'eveta Tamidcha She'yaseh Me'ele La'ashem. I mean, how can you say, in the context of the same pasuk that's saying, and if you do bring one of the above, that it's saying, oh, it doesn't have to be one of the above. I mean, that doesn't make sense. So it needs to be Dafka, the above. So Emi'ela Ewa, and maybe the Pshat, Emi'ela Ewa, I only know these. Oh, Eino Omer, Ela Lomar, Hare Alai Mincha Mevi Chamishatan, by the way, so maybe Ela means bringing the above, not one of the above, but the above, someone brings the above. That's why the Torah says Me Ela, not Ela. Me Ela means you have an option of any of the above. So Rata Achat Mevi, Rata Chamishatan Mevi, get to whatever you want, you bring one of the above, you bring all five of the ones that we listed above. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, going back to the original drasha, I taina that et hamincha is marve shar menachot. The word et that you use for minchas chotei is actually marve other menachos, like minchas nochri, minchas nashim, that they're also Chayav Hagasha. So all of the Et is just telling me all of the Menachas.
Menachas Menachas is a double from our
goal. Yeah. Now we learn from the Netra, we'll see that later on when we talk about it. So Yochosh Amimar Ba'av Shtei Halech and Velech HaMatamim Tam V'lomar Me'ela. I say that's the Me'ela comes to be telling us that not all of the Menachas actually would require the Din of Agasha, the Shtei Halech and Velech HaMatamim don't require. I mean, what are you picking that out of that? Mati told them that they should be different. Very simple. It makes very good sense. If I'm doing Hagasha, then I'm doing Hagasha presentation of what it is that I'm going to be bringing to the table. We pointed similar to today. We present the wine first, you know, and then we'll pour the wine. So we'll present the mincha first, and then we'll take the kmitz and we'll bring it to the table, so to speak.
A la carte.
Yeah, it's nicer, it's fancier. But if I'm not going to be bringing anything, so what am I doing? I'm sort of tantalizing in this bayah. Would you like some? Well, you aren't getting any. So it makes sense that over there, the Torah is not saying Marav HaGosh. Now, you would say, therefore, well, minchas nesachim, which is kula le'ishim, I mean, so I'm going to be bringing the whole thing, so let me do a hagasha. Yochi yeta'u na hagasha. Tamad lomar v'ikriva. Therefore, it says to bring it, and not v'ikriva, and not anything. V'ikriva? I thought you just used v'ikriva to be marva when you were dealing with the minchasaita. The minchasaita, you used v'ikriva as a ribui. And now you're telling me you used v'ikriva to be mamayit, to make a sasach, and make up your mind. So, Vatikta, there's two different issues. There's the Vihikriv, which adds, and then there's the Vihikriva, it and only it, which subtracts. So does it make sense now to say that one of them is referring to a Bing Marba, and one of them is referring to Bima Mayak? How do I know which one? Mara Itul Rabot Sha'am and Achot Vatim and Gat Mesachim. So why decide it in this fashion? Again, because Marba Ni Sha'am and Achot. Look, something that comes on its own and not as part of another carbon. Mikas Hasakam is only coming because I'm bringing a carbon. That's why I need to bring the Mikas Hasakam. Okay, so Motsi Ani Mikas Hasakim, Shehina Ba'ad, Biglal Atzman. Well, how about Mikas Kohani? Mikas Kohani Mashiach. They're all both Biglal Atzman. So maybe they require Hagasha. Yochu Yutu not Hagasha. Tomer Lomar V'Higisha. It and only it. I thought you used the Higisha to be Marva before. Shetuvna Hagasha. No. There's two things. There's the Higish, which is Marva, and then there's the Higisha, which is it and only it. So I'm still going to be Marva, these other Menachas, depending on what we, I mean, then we have our Machlokas, Menchaseta, or the Menchaseimra, but whatever. So how do you know to be marba other menachos, but to be motzi minchaskon and minchaskon mashiach? That's marba nishar menachot yesh behem leishim uba'ot v'glal atzman v'yesh behem l'kohanim. Look, those things which some of it is put onto the H, and the reason I'm bringing it is because it's its own korban, and it has got something that is given to the kohanim to eat, but I will not include. Look, those three requirements exclude the following. The Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim are not put on the Yishin. Hey, ma'am, Yishin. The Minchas Nesachim is Einabah B'Glal Atzma, as we said. Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Kohanim Mashiach is also excluded from those three requirements. Why? Because Shei Ma'am Lekani. Since they don't have anything that the Kohen needs. So therefore, those are the things that I should be motzi. So b'sach hakol, if you put together the qualities that exclude, if I say it in this way, I've excluded everything. That it has to be above the atzmam, it has to have something on the yishin, it has something for the kohanim. There you go. That would tell us all of the nafs that require hagasha, and exclude all of the nafs that don't require hagasha. Then it says behirin. Now it doesn't say how to be behirin. So maybe you make a kli the size of the comments, and you're meirim. Yochel the kli, Tamid Loma Vehili Mimenu Bekubtso. That's why I pointed out to you the pasuk in Sav. We're over there in Sav, where it's talking about all men. It says Befeirish Bekubtso. So Mahara Maha Amur Lahalan Bekubtso. Just like later on in Sav, it makes it very clear that the Haram has done the Kainetz. Apara Maha Amur Kan Bekubtso. The Loshna Vehili has to be with his body and not inside of the Kli. Now let us deal with the issue of Shabbos. Being as I will be once again, unfortunately, out of time, the question is, what time I can get back for it. So if you'd like to have it earlier, perhaps, or may I would volunteer, I don't know, you're also going out. Okay. So that I can only offer, once again, a late... Are you going to be in town?
I'm going to be out as well.
You're also going to be there.
Okay. Okay. Late script for me, too.
Yeah, Shmona is a little difficult well, we can make it very late. Make it 11. Now we
interesting idea.
I'm fine
with midnight, midnight down.
We can have snacks. Okay, so, have a talk about that.
Why don't we consider doing an extra half now and an extra half on Sunday?
Because it's a Daf Yomi.
I know, but on the case of
Sunday. Nah, that's just a Yom Kippur. This, man. I thought it's a Daf Yomi for convenience.
How about people in the church are going to have to rush out?
How about when?
We're going to have to rush out from D.D. to get back to
that's it. At 9:30 we should be okay. We don't have to run so much. 8:30, no?
Thinking about tomorrow, I think about how upset I'm about.
10?
10? 9:45.
9:45. Right, 10. I mean, the shorter the daf, the faster we can, the later we can go. Let's do it at 10.
Right.
10, 10
good.
Oh, 10 good. All right. So, I hope that this is... the last of my missing.